folks.
MacArthur Park, or El MacArthur, sits just west of downtown Los Angeles. It feels, in many ways, like Mexico City. It's smoggy and chaotic. Spanish-speaking vendors cover sidewalks with their pushcarts, hawking leather belts, bootleg DVDs, cigarettes, even fake IDs. It's a common scene in Los Angeles. At busy street corners and in parking lots all over town, vendors arrive with their four-wheeled carts, selling freshly cut pineapple, mango drenched in lime and chili powder, tacos al pastor, or the infamous Tijuana dog, a hot dog wrapped in a strip of bacon and topped with grilled onions and bell pepper. A full stomach will set you back about $3. But street vending in LA is illegal. Because of city ordinances, vendors face restrictions on selling their goods. Xiomara Corpeño works for the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles.
Since there is increased gentrification of the downtown area, you know, what the city calls their Safer City Initiative, beautification, you know, the police began to harass these vendors to get off the street.
One of those vendors, Veronica, is from Mexico City. She's been selling roasted corn on the street for 7 years. On a busy day, she might make $100.
It's a good day when the police don't come. When they do, I can't sell and I have to hide.
Law enforcement is not the only concern for merchants. Gangs also target vendors, like Francisco Clemente, who refused to pay tax for selling on their turf. On a Sunday afternoon in September, members of the 18th Street Gang opened fire in the park, aiming for Clemente. He was injured, but 23-day-old Luis Angel Garcia was killed. At MacArthur Park, vendors are quick to complain about police harassment. But when asked about the gangs, one vendor, Cesar, wouldn't go into specifics.
Well, on the street there is always danger. It's everywhere. A car might come up onto the sidewalk and hit you. People get into fights all the time. It's pretty ugly.
Raul Morales knows firsthand what kind of danger. He sold tacos every weekend for 2 years to supplement his income as a meat factory worker. Morales was robbed 7 times working on the street. He says it's really the gangs and not the police who run the streets.
You sell any food on the street or hot dog something, you pay something, but on the table you pay something, little money. You don't remember the problem the kids, for killing the kids, is because the guys don't pay money.
Since the shooting, the Los Angeles Police Department has taken measures to crack down on the vendor abuse. But vendors are reluctant to report incidents to police. Besides having no permits for selling, many are here illegally and fear deportation.
Because call the police, something is, they don't have identification, they don't have nothing. It maybe is make you fine, and maybe check your record, and maybe go to Mexico. So never, in my 6-7 accident, never report.
Despite these obstacles, MacArthur Park remains packed daily with vendors. For them, the dangers are still a reality. For Intern Edition, I'm Blake Armstrong.